May 28, 1929. Every time Jesus has spoken about his will, the heavens have lowered themselves. The Feast of All Heaven. The Divine Will, Crown of Creation and Redemption. Sorrow of Jesus because the divine fiat is not known. My little intelligence does nothing but keep crossing the unending sea of the divine fiat. And as it forms its waves of light, so it murmurs its celestial and divine language, and puts out its secrets. And with arcane words it manifests itself to my little soul. And many times my sweet Jesus comes out from within those waves of light, he runs, he embraces me, and placing his hand upon his heart in order to sustain it, so great is the ardor of his love which he feels, he speaks about his most holy volition. So, while I was in this state, my beloved Jesus told me, "Daughter of my will, if you knew what love I feel when I decide to speak to you about my divine fiat. Every time I have spoken to you about it, the heavens have lowered themselves, so great was the esteem and the veneration they felt. And paying homage to what I would be about to say, and lowering themselves, they would overflow from the celestial fatherland and would all come to attention to listen to me. And while I would speak, they would feel within themselves new creations of divine lives, new joys, new beauties. In fact, when it comes to speaking to you about more knowledges on my divine fiat, the whole of heaven feels the power of it, and they compete among themselves to listen, and to receive the new effects of those knowledges. So, it has been the Feast of All Heaven, every time I have spoken to you about my most holy will, because it has felt its happiness being doubled, and only heaven could contain all the admirable effects, the pure joys, of even just one knowledge of my fiat. Only in this way could I speak to you about it, with the heavens lowered, so as to receive their reverent acts and the homages due to my divine will. The love and the desire I feel to make it known is so great, that if it were necessary I would incarnate myself again in order to obtain that my will be known and that it reign upon earth. But this is not necessary because, having incarnated myself once, my incarnation is always innate, and has the virtue of reproducing the same effects as if I were incarnating myself again. And it was only for the decorum of my fiat that I chose you, I purified you of any seed of corruption, I enclosed myself in your soul, not only in a spiritual way, but also in the natural, so as to make use of you as a veil to cover myself, almost as I made use of my humanity, as a veil to hide my divinity. And in order to have you at my disposal, I segregated you from everything, I confined you inside a bed, and for so many years, to give you the sublime lessons about my eternal fiat, and to make you drink, sip by sip, its knowledges and its life. Its long story required time, in order to narrate it to you and make you comprehend it. I can say I have done more than in creation and redemption, because my will encloses both one and the other, it is origin and means of them, and it will be end and crown of creation and redemption, in such way that, without my will, unknown and not reigning and dominating upon earth, our works would be works without crown and incomplete. And so, this is the reason for so much interest in making it known. Our very works, done with so much love and magnificence, are in the nightmare of an unutterable moan, and almost of a profound humiliation, because the life, the essential substance which they hide, is not yet known. The veils, the exterior of creation and redemption are known, but the life which they hide is ignored. How can they give the life they hide and the goods they possess? Therefore, our works long for, demand their just rights, that my divine will be known. Ah! Yes, it alone will be the glory, the everlasting crown and the fulfillment of our works. Now, you must know that I am here hidden within you, with sorrow in my heart, just as I was in my last years, when my humanity lived down here on earth, and I, Word of the Father, was hidden within it. After so many sacrifices, after so much speaking of mine and so many examples given, I looked at the earth, I looked at the peoples, and also those who surrounded me, without the effects of my coming upon earth. The fruits, the goods of my coming upon earth were so scarce, that my heart was tortured in feeling the so many goods which I wanted to give them being rejected from me. And my sorrow increased in seeing that, having fulfilled within my humanity what I was to do in order to redeem them, I was about to depart for heaven. How painful it is wanting to do good, even at the cost of one's life, and finding no one to whom to give these goods. Now, so I am within you. I look at my sacrifices and yours, I look at the order I have kept, at the many lessons I have given you, enough to make my divine will known in order to form its kingdom. And if I do not stop speaking, it is because its story is eternal, and what is eternal has its eternal speaking, which never ends, and the speaking about my fiat will be eternal in heaven. I look at those who surround you, and who know what regards my will, without true interest in making known a good so great. I look at your humanity itself, which serves me as cathedra from which I impart my lessons, and you yourself cannot deny that you feel me within yourself, sensibly, moving, speaking, suffering, and that I am really inside you, to form my kingdom and make it known. And while I look at you, I see that your humanity also will not remain on earth for much longer. And my heart feels the grips of the sorrow that the great good which my divine will wants to do is not even known, its knowledges are as though buried, and while they want to give life, happiness, light, they remain as though imprisoned between me and you, and in the papers which, with so much tenderness of love, I have made you write. Therefore, my daughter, compassionate my sorrow, adore my dispositions in keeping you on earth still. I know that this is very hard for you, and I compassionate you. And while we compassionate each other, let us do what is up to us in order to make my divine will known. After this, I was doing my usual acts in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, my fiat has its prime act in our divinity, its prime act in the creation and redemption and in all things, and therefore it has its just right to dominate everything and to envelop all, and to be the primary wheel which, in moving, moves everything around itself, and I'll turn around it. So, one who takes my will as life takes everything, and as the primary wheel moves, all things give themselves to the soul. So much so, that she has no need to ask, as they turn around my will, they all give themselves to her. Therefore, the most necessary thing is to take my divine will. And if she has done this, she has done everything and has taken everything, everything is hers. It happens as to an engine, if the primary wheel in the center of it moves, all the secondary wheels rotate as well. But if the primary wheel does not move, all remain motionless, and there is no power nor artisan who would have the virtue of moving the secondary wheels. But if the first one moves, the others rotate of their own and do their office. Therefore, the attention and the art must be on the primary wheel, everything else comes of its own. Such is my will, one who possesses it has no need of anything.